Are entrepreneurs born or made? And what makes an entrepreneur? Is it something you can teach? Well, Jack Kale is not merely a successful entrepreneur himself. He's also a student and a benefactor of other entrepreneurs. In fact, an organization that reaches more than 800,000 college students named a wing of its world headquarters the Jack Kale Entrepreneurship Center. So in this conversation with Kale, let's see what Jack has to say about entrepreneurs. Tell us about entrepreneurs. What characteristics does an entrepreneur have, and are they born or made? You're the former chairman of an organization called SIFE, or Students in Free Enterprise. And that organization reaches over 800,000 college students and tries to bring the training and the values of entrepreneurship to these young people. So is entrepreneurship just another skill that can be taught, or do you have to be born to be an entrepreneur?
Good question, and I don't think anybody really has the answer. Psychologists have studied entrepreneurs, and they come to the conclusion that entrepreneurs like control more than the average person, will stand alone and do their own thinking and stand up to resistance a little bit better, and probably the combination of some of that is as they're trying to dissect an entrepreneur. They come in introverts, extroverts, they come in all shapes and sizes. But I think it's the willingness to believe in an idea and against resistance from others, take risks that others don't take. And it's probably driven by a need to say, I believe in this enough that I'm willing to control my own destiny by betting myself and my idea against the status quo.
Now, how does someone so young as a college student and some of these SIFE kids, how do they, are they at that point already in their development? Or does SIFE bring out some of these characteristics that they have built into them?
Another good question. All different types of students in different majors, liberal arts to business, are involved in SIFE. I think what SIFE does is it teaches the element of teamwork at an early age. It teaches the element of service-oriented servant leadership, because these kids are doing this, these projects where they have to build business plans and use their creative imaginations to come up with the different ideas that they came up with, following certain themes we give them. But other than that, their imagination sets them free. The best example I've ever heard is a bunch of kids that a year later were graduating with accounting degrees, many of them going to places like, at the time, Arthur Andersen and KPMG, where they're going to be billed at $150 an hour as rookies. And these were renting themselves out as a rent-a-brain, they called it, in Riverside, California, at $10 an hour. And the perfect example is here these kids went into a Pizza House where a guy told them his dream, but he was not computer conversant. And they showed him that they could teach him how to use a computer and computerize his Pizza House. Long story short, within the same 12 months, this guy, as soon as he mastered that, went out and bought 5 more Pizza Houses, computerized them so he could control his cost. Without these kids at $10 an hour and their imaginations and their ability to convince a local pizza man, nothing, growth doesn't happen. So of all the stories I've ever heard in SIFE, and there's thousands, that one always will ring true, because it took a bunch of kids teaching an adult a new trick that allowed him to become the entrepreneur he always wanted to be, but was limited in his technology.
You've been listening to A Conversation with Kale. Come back soon for more at www.greatlakesgeek.com.